Welcome to Peter Donegan's podcast for May the 10th, 2010. Yeah, slight delay on this one. Main reason, my good wife, Sarah, had gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, which we called Ella. That aside, it left me just with a few other things to do outside of trees, and hence my mild break and the reasons I haven't been doing this as regularly as I should. Anywho, to other news, yes, the grass is absolutely rocketing out of the ground, I have to say. Two main reasons. Number one, temperatures are above the growing point for most plants, which is 12 to 14 degrees Celsius. The second reason is, thank God, possibly, it seems to be raining a lot and mainly at night time. So my water butts are full, but with temperatures above 14 Celsius on approximately on average, and with lashings of rain, of course, we get this beautiful grass growth. And I think I cut my grass this month twice, and prior to May I have also cut it twice, so that'll give you a rough idea of what we're going through. To the rest of my garden, I mean, most of the stuff I'm talking about now via photographs and text is done on the blog. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com. The main talking points for what I was suggesting people do in the garden for the month of May is based on what I will be doing, rather than the old book textual, you know, scarifier lawns, blah blah blah, stuff that is just constantly pumped out, which I a little bit disagree with. But to my garden, and what I will be doing, the main thing is my glasshouse crops, as I like to call them. So I have my lettuce is growing away, as you will see, quite well. I tend to substitute that with a lot of sorrel. Sorrel looks a little bit like dock leaves and can often be confused with, but it's got a kind of a sweet tangy taste off it, and finely chopped, it works really well. So far this week, I think it's been fairly much sorrel mixed in with some chives, mixed in with a little bit of wild garlic, mixed in with a little bit of lettuce. And outside of the compost, there really isn't much of a cost to it for the likes of myself. It also tastes a hell of a lot better than that comes in a pre-packed, gas-packed bag in order to keep it a lot fresher. So that's my tuppence there. In other news, my turnips, yeah, they've done quite well. A slight bit of an unusual one there. I never really grew turnips. I don't know. I preferred the smaller crops. But yeah, the turnips, I literally got an old wheelbarrow, fill it with some compost, scatter some seeds on top at about 3-4 inches apart, and left it at that. I don't want the turnips to grow really, really big. They're not going to the prize competitions or anything like that. I just want them nice and round, about a little bit bigger than, I suppose, maybe twice the size of a tennis ball. If I get them to that, I'll be extremely happy. Keep an eye on the blog there for photographs. pardon me. In other news, yes, my bay laurels are actually in flower at this moment in time. One of the greatest things I ever invested in. Free bait till the cows come home. And again, another thing, it's amazing to go into the supermarket and see bay laurel for sale in a bag, maybe 20 leaves, 30 leaves, and cost 2-3 euro. Baffles me still. You buy a bay plant, a small one, for 2-3 euro, to be honest with you. My fennel has come back. Yeah, got badly whopped by the frost. My chives have come back. My rhubarb is absolutely busting out of the heavens. My apple trees, my pear trees, my cherry trees, they're all in flower. Everything seems to be rocketing. My ash tree, funnily enough, hasn't come into leaf yet. It's budding, it's still there, but there's a lot of stuff still behind, I have to say. Probably, some people say we're about a month behind. I'm not too sure. And outside of that, let me see. I have gone out and got myself a wasabi plant. So I'm going to try that one out and see what happens with it. Not too sure what I'm going to do with it, you know, but I'll try it. It's a little bit different. Keep your eye on the blog again for that. I'll put details up on it later. Other than that, what can I say? Go and find yourself an old container. Get a handful of compost and scatter any type of seed you like. Parsley, chives, fennel, dill, something like that. Throw them on top, see how you get on. And enjoy the great outdoors. Take care. Bye-bye.